gangster rapper and take his throne. A simple job, he had no crew, he stood all alone. Assassins came in groups of 1 through 5. With raps, no mortal MC could survive. But he showed no mercy. He rapped bloodthirsty, battling from Friday on through to Thursday. Never losing a bout, never ending in doubt. Every confrontation, KO, knockout. On his never-ending journey to the TOP, the LA player, MC Ice-T.
Go. gotta do it.
Yo, I said, want you to be on my style. We'll be right back.
decided to use it as an authentic model for a modern replica. In 1973, scale drawings were executed by Mr. Fred Dungy of the British Museum staff under the auspices of Dr. Richard Barnett. The lyre was built in Berkeley by Robert R. Brown. The frame of the lyre, which measures 3.5 feet by 3 feet, is of red birch, while the sounding box is of spruce. Crocker has strung the lyre with gut strings and has made oaken tuning pegs of the kind shown in ancient pictures. Each string is wrapped around the upper crossbar, and the peg, which is used as a lever to tighten or loosen the string, turns around the crossbar. The strings descend about 3 feet from the upper crossbar over a fixed bridge on one side of the sounding box to the base, underneath which they are attached. The common shape of the sounding boxes of Sumerian lyres is a stylized rendering of a bull's body with its head at the front. While some lyres have bearded bull's heads, the silver lyre's head is beardless. Sumerian lyres of this type hence are not ideally suited for a song
to stop now. As you become a habit to me, I've been loving you too long. I don't wanna stop now. With you, man, has been so wonderful. I can't stop as our affair goes on. I've been loving you, oh, too long, till I don't wanna stop now. Oh. I've been loving you a little too long. I don't wanna stop now. Oh, 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 oh. Don't make me stop now. I love.
the part of this song you got to watch, ladies and gentlemen. We do a little gimmick right here, and it goes something like this. One time I love ya. Two times I love ya, honey. Three times I really love you, baby. Four times I really love you now, honey. Five times the good Lord knows that I love you. Six times, oh man, how I love you. Seven times, darling, you know that I love you. Eight times, oh man, how I love you now. Nine times, I really love you. 10 times, I really love you. But good God Almighty, I love you.
Mutiny Radio, Flat Black Plastic, this is for all the folks up in Napa. We'll be right back.
must confess what you say is true. I had a rendezvous with somebody new. It's the only one I ever had. Baby, baby, don't you go away mad. Cheating shows and it never goes. You've got a reason to be mad, I suppose. For he was only just a passing fad. Baby, baby, don't you go away mad. His kind's a dime a dozen. That's not the kind I want. Who'd ever thought your cousin would be sitting there in that restaurant? I must admit that you feel upset. What do you say that we forgive and forget? Come and kiss me just to prove you're glad. Baby, baby, don't you go away mad. Don't be mad, don't be mad. Baby, 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 don't you go away mad. Don't be mad. Baby, 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 don't you. I must admit that you feel upset.
Thank you. You'll We're making records here. I hope this won't, I just want to explain what all these mics for. I don't want to do an imitation of the president, and I don't have Jim Haggerty here, so... Yeah, I have Sherman Adams, though, in the back. At any rate, Sherman Adams, no, the president and Sherman Adams and Arthur Godfrey and Tony Marvin. It kind of works out that way. Anyway, we're making records here, and this cable goes back, and the recording engineer is Herbert Philbrick, whom you may know. Now, I want to, before I dig the brick wall, I'm still a bohemian. I don't want any of you to think that I sold out. And the generation is now in style, isn't it? The beat generation. Anyway, I wanted to mention here, before we go any farther, that President Eisenhower is going to run for a third term, and I thought that should take precedence over homecoming speeches and all things like that. And he made a speech last night, which got a 7 on NBC, it says. Right? And Zorro got an 18. Well, anyway, so... President Eisenhower is going to run for a third term, and in the meantime, or at least he said he would, Vice President Nixon has his hand on the switch. And I was in the East when the president got sick, and Vice President Nixon moved in and started appearing in all these magazines, and he sort of came of age here at the end of the year. And he's right, and he got his glasses, he got those new glasses and all, and it was wrought iron frame, right? Remember those? So, anyway, President Eisenhower was depending on Vice President Nixon to keep his hand on the throttle, and he was he was on all these magazines like Time and Newsweek and Life, and almost every magazine with the exception of True, which has a hidden significance, which I'm not anyway. So anyway. Neutral colors. So at any rate, the Vice President Nixon, as you know, is supposed to go to the NATO meeting. He's in charge of calling eggheads back. That's what it says here. And he's going to woo them for the administration. So several eggheads have been called back, including Dr. Oppenheimer, who was granted amnesty this week. And he is taking a quick course in German so he may join the others defending our country. Right? So...
Touch the stars.